I'm from the North Carolina Division of Public Health and work with injury and violence prevention, and I'm going to do a really quick overview of opioid use in combination with benzodiazepines in North Carolina from 2000 to 2015. So as I'm sure most of you have heard, we've heard in a couple of presentations yesterday and this morning, if you've been following the substance abuse track, that co-prescribing opioids and benzos at the same time can put patients at greater risk for a fatal overdose. There were the CDC guidelines for prescribing opioids last year warns against co-prescribing opioids and benzos, and the FDA last August released a strong warning against taking opioids and benzos together. Despite these warnings, we're still seeing in the literature that there are increasing rates of co-prescribing of opioids and benzos. So this isn't something that we've looked at before in North Carolina, so we wanted, with all these warnings coming out, to take a look. We used vital record death certificate data to identify unintentional prescription opioid deaths, so they had a cause of death X40 or X44, and then also a T-code for a prescription opioid and a T-code for a benzodiazepine. We also looked at data from the North Carolina Controlled Substance Reporting System. This is our PDMP system in North Carolina. So we looked at overlapping prescriptions for both opioids and benzodiazepines for the most recent 5 years of data that we had access to. So the top line here, the green line, is showing the mortality rate for opioids just for prescription opioids. So we've had some success and a decrease there and starting about 2008. But then the blue line is mortality rates for prescription opioids and benzodiazepines in North Carolina. So you can see in 2013, it's been steadily increasing, but really had a sharp increase starting in 2013. This is our data from the CSRS, the Controlled Substances Reporting System. So the bars, green bars, are just showing the total number of overlapping benzo and opioid prescriptions in North Carolina, and then the line is the rate there. So you can see that it's increasing on both counts. And here we've got an overlap of the prescription rates for benzos and opioids. Those are the blue bars, just total number of prescriptions, and then the rate of deaths from both an opioid and a benzo. So starting there in 2013, you're seeing that sharp increase, and we've got the increase of co-prescriptions. And this one looks a little complicated, but it's not too bad. Hopefully the colors are coming through okay, but I'll walk you through it. I hope I have time. So we've got 100 counties in North Carolina, and the shading for the county, that's mortality rates for opioid and benzos. So darker counties means a higher death rate. And then the circles are prescribing rates for both a benzo and opioid concurrently. So a bigger circle means higher rate of co-prescription. And you can see for the most part, lighter counties have smaller dots. Darker counties with a higher death rate also have a larger dot for higher prescription rates, leading us to believe that the co-prescribing of benzos and opioids is really driving this increase in mortality from the two. So like I said, this isn't something that we've really looked at historically in North Carolina, but we have worked it into a state opioid action plan that we're working on, and it's something we would like to begin monitoring because we believe it's important. And that's it. Thank you.